Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
Today we're giving you the 30-minute version of Sports Time Radio. I'm the Big Jack. With me is Dan the Man. If you'd like to call into the podcast, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Now, anything else you need, head on over to sportstimeradio.com. Of course, the blogs go up over there on Wednesdays and Saturdays. While you're at sportstimeradio.com, go ahead and hit that link, get yourself over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you could give that a like while you're over there, well, hey, we'd greatly appreciate that. But don't forget, we also have the Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. Now, Dan and I are on Twitter as well. I am at Burke Time, and Dan the Man is at?
Dan the Man.
All right. Well, you know, Dan, I have to tell you that it's very nice to see that our fantasy hockey league is fully engaged, even though you and I now stink at it. Uh-oh, are we back on track, or did you mute yourself?
Give me one second.
Oh, there we go. Okay, for a minute I thought Dan was just gone. I was like, hey, we're back to normal. So we'll see what Dan is up to and figure it out from there as we move along here on good old Monday. So, you know, that's just kind of how it goes with us here. You know how these things happen with us. It's just kind of, hey, here you go, you know, all that other fun stuff that goes on. So We shall see. Realizing now while we're talking about hockey that I have a player on IR and I need to go in and make a change there because it's not going to do me any good to have a guy just sitting on the IR. Yeah, that would be kind of dumb, right? But, hey, you know, we'll see how that goes. So, well, I don't know. What else is going on? You know, it's Monday. It's just one of those things. You know, I don't know how it works. You know, hopefully everybody's day is better than mine. You know, just having fun, you know,
dog.
Fun drama. There we go.
There we go. Oh, sorry. Of course, the minute we go live, something always comes up. So like you said, back on track and back to normal.
And how it goes.
You know, you mentioned the Hockey League, and, you know, I'm sure you've seen, and I'm surprised I haven't seen any of your comments yet, or if you just don't feel like dealing with them. You know, like you said, we have a great Hockey League. I don't know if we'll be able to invite anybody back or invite anybody new next year, depending on, I haven't checked anything because I usually wait till the end of the season.
Yeah.
Look at
the way it's going, I don't know, you know, if we're going to have any openings. It seems like just about everybody is pretty well tested in this league.
Yeah. Which, you know, I think we talked about before, this is the most active league we have amongst, you know, the four. And it's just crazy. And like you said, it's become such a popular league with the guys we have that you and I suck. we have real hockey guys in here, and they're getting really in-depth and excited about even next season. So I thought that was pretty cool. I think it's pretty cool to see that because, you know, no one seems to comment about anything in the other leagues, whether we added new stuff to baseball last year and no one even cared.
Yeah, and, you know, oddly, we have some longtime baseball guys. They just,
yeah,
Yeah, no, well, no comments.
Yeah, about anything. They just keep playing, so yeah. I mean, they don't stop changing. So I thought it was pretty cool, and you know, I guess we're getting some good ideas from some other people about how, you know, some of the points and how, you know, I guess they didn't like one over the other, but
yeah.
You know, I think the only downside is the hockey doesn't have as many options for points. So that's why you set it up the way you did, and I don't remember who's the full commissioner, you or I or whatever, but I know I looked at it this year and was going to, you know.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah. So, you know, and I looked at the scoring this year before the season started, and I was like, well, maybe there's some cool, and there was nothing. So, you know, I may have added one thing. I don't know. Maybe I don't know. I don't even remember changing anything because I don't think there was much to change. I think you hit all the cool points
I posted on the message board and I was like, look, I don't have any problems making these changes. You just got to remind me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, by the time the new season comes around, you know, all these messages are gone and I forget what people wanted.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've got the spreadsheet that I created, so I'm going to put some notes in there and hopefully I remember. Next year too.
That's always my drawback is it's like, oh yeah, we wanted to do this. Oh, I forgot, you know.
Well, and then you and I have talked about stuff, you know, let's say in June about baseball and what, you know, I say something to you and you're like, no, I like this better. And you're like, we're like, yeah, great idea. Let's do it next year. And then halfway through the season, the next season, you and I are both going, there was something we wanted to do.
Yep.
You know, we figure it out at the end. So,
you know, I'm sure that happens in, you know, just about every fantasy league. You know, you get something and you can't remember what the heck it was. But, yeah, it's just like, you know, like, you know, I mean, because they're not asking for much. They want to get rid of faceoffs won and lost for a percentage, and then they want to add goals against, you know, as the other thing. And that's no big deal. So
yeah. But I was laughing because the last one and was about the budget. And I don't know how many people do auction drafts. You know, for me, and I don't know about you, Big Jack, but, you know, I like it because it's another game. It's another part of the game. Obviously, I only get to do it once. Where the standard draft, you know, I mean, each draft has, you can develop your own strategy. But the auction draft, I mean, you have a better chance of getting exactly the guys you want. You know, based on your budget and whatnot. And it does make it a little bit more fun in the sense that, you know, you and I do this all the time. Early in the draft, if we see goalies come up and we see a goalie go a little too high and we're coming up next, what are you and I submit, you know, what are we posting? A goalie. Number one, to try to get the goalies off the boards, but we're wondering if people are going to panic and try to get them to spend more money. And it was interesting because, you know, the one guy, I think one or two of them suggested lowering it to what Yahoo suggested should be, and I forgot what it was. And that's so they could judge the value, I guess, better on the player they're getting based on Yahoo's average. And, you know, and I understand that. I get it because I think, you know, for you and I, it took a few years, but, you know, we would try to base off of that average, and we knew it didn't work because, you know, when we first started, we were doing $300 average, and, you know, a $30 player was going for $50, $60. But I don't know if you see my response. I just threw it up there a few minutes ago or whatever. And I want to get your take on it. So whether it's a $200 average that, you know, budget, and then the player is $40, let's say, that's Yahoo's average. You know, you and I, we've jacked it up. I don't remember what we had it last year. I think it was like 275. And I think you can go up as high as you want, but I forgot what budget Yahoo stops you at. But it wasn't that much more. And, you know, guys in the beginning are always going to go for high price. So to me, you know, I mean, like I said, I don't care if we do it to the lower budget, it's whatever. But I still feel like whether it's the 200 budget or 220, whatever Yahoo suggests, or if we say we up it to $500 for some crazy reason, it in the end, it doesn't totally matter because the guy's going to go for high prices in the beginning, but then guys who, you know, are drafted later that are averaged at $35, $40 can end up going for sometimes as low as $10 or, you know, maybe more of a $20, $25 because we depleted our funds in the beginning. So, I don't know, I guess I was curious how you felt the budget really played into how you draft in the auction, if it really does matter that much, except for being able to look at Yahoo's average and compare what you're spending against that.
Yeah, see, I actually like us having a different budget because then it helps the guys like you and I are only in one hockey league, but there are guys who are probably, you know, 8 or 10 or whatever. So they know what these guys are going for when you're on an average budget.
Mm-hmm.
So by having a little different budget, it kind of evens the playing field. You know, because then everybody has to figure out what they're going to spend. It's not just the guys who know, oh, yeah, well, this guy went for, you know, $28 on average in every, you know, other league I'm in, so I'm not going to spend any more than $28. Where, you know, a guy who's only in one league may not know that and may end up spending $35 or $40. You know, so I like the idea of, you know, it kind of evens the playing field.
Yeah. I can see that. But, I mean, you know, and I'm not going to go against what you said, but at the same time, if I'm in 8 leagues and Patrice Bergeron goes for $37 on average for most of them, am I just kind of taking all 8 leagues and taking his price and averaging them out? Because I can't imagine a guy going for the same price, you know, in every single, you know, in all 8 leagues.
Yeah, but, you know, in general, they'll go close to it.
Okay.
You know, that's the thing. It kind of, you know, it gives them guys who are out there in all these leagues, I think, and to be fair, it's not a huge advantage, but I don't like anybody to have any kind of advantage coming in.
Yeah.
You know, I just want it to be all, you know, all us, you know, all you that day right there, let's go. So.
But even, you know, even with that, though, I forget, and you might remember if Yahoo's average is 200. I think they were all like 200. But even we only did 275. It's not a huge jump. So, you know, I mean, you know, the guy who kind of presented it seemed like he was pretty good at doing math. You know, you kind of give or take an extra $5 or $10. So a guy who his average is $28 and the $200 budget league might go 32, 37, you know, where in ours maybe he'll go 42. But because we're jerks, and we have
to change the budget. So it was whatever Yahoo gave us.
Oh.
I completely spaced it off when I was setting things up. So we got whatever the Yahoo was, be it 275 or 300 or wherever we were. So.
Oh, it doesn't default to what we set it to last year, is what you're saying.
No, yeah, it goes to its own. So yeah, it was a little. It was just I want to say it was 275. I generally bump it up to 300, just to kind of round it off for us.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, see, I didn't even know Yahoo said it at that because I do remember looking at it, and then thinking to myself, "Well, $25 isn't that big of a deal." That's what Big Jack said it at, and I'm just going to leave it. You know, I do have to make my one complaint, and, you know, we don't like to get political on here, but I don't know, Big Jack, and I don't know how you feel about it, but obviously COVID's been a strain, and I don't mean to compare anything that's happened to anybody, you know, deaths and the whole nine. Just in regards to this sport of fantasy, it's just killed it for me this season for both the NBA and hockey. And, you know, aside from not being as knowledgeable in hockey as a lot of the guys in our league are, you know, that's been one of the things that's just been such a turnoff this season, is the fact that, you know, number one, I do look every day, or I try to, but these two leagues this season, it's been even harder because I feel like with the COVID knockouts, so to speak, it's just kind of killed the game, killed the fun, because
Yeah. They're
constantly scrambling. You know, and I don't know if, did that kind of get to you a little bit this season? Because I still like playing. I'm not going to quit, and at least I'm not in the bottom like I've been in a couple years. I'm kind of sitting in the middle of the league. But, you know, it's made it hard to kind of continue to go back and really be up to date as some of these guys are, because I see a few guys who are changing, you know, picking up and dropping guys every other day. And I'm just to the point where I'm kind of stuck. I know I'm not getting in the playoffs. So I'm just kind of going through the motions. I don't know, how did that affect you, or how did you feel about it?
Oh, you know, it made it so much tougher. And luckily with hockey, I only had one really bad stretch. But with basketball, oh, God, I couldn't catch a break. I mean,
no.
It was to the point where I had so many guys with either COVID or injured that I literally only had about two bench guys I could sub in.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of like, okay, what am I supposed to do here? I don't know. I kept up with it the best I could, but, you know, I mean, considering I didn't draft my team and it was auto-drafted, I'm in 10th place.
Oh,
I'm hanging around. maybe I'm a little better. Let me double-check that. I think I was on the wrong team. Oh, yeah, I'm in 9th place.
Oh, I hate
you
even more.
I'm doing much better than I expected, but, you know, I mean, I'm changing the lineup every day, and, you know, I'm making the changes I have to make, but, yeah, it's just been really tough to keep up with it.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I get, you know, the injuries always happen, but it just, you know, it was rough because especially if, I know not the whole team would go down, but it always seemed like, if I had guys from the same team, those would be the guys that, you know, are on the protocol list or whatever.
Yeah.
For each league. So just been kind of a kick in the gut. So hopefully MLB, the players can quit blaming the owners and vice versa for why they can't settle on a contract. Personally, and this is just me, Big Jack, I think that the players union is holding out just to kick back some time in delaying going reporting to camp.
Yeah.
I think that's part of it.
This is something Stu and I have been, you know, Stu and I have been talking about this on Fridays a lot,
mm-hmm.
and this is definitely all on the players. Do you find it odd that the media still blames the owners?
Oh, yeah. Well, the interesting thing I laugh at, though, is, you know, Twitter updates me the most random stuff. I'll get random, you know, notifications from people I've never even followed about something stupid, but then I'll get an MLB stuff, so it's weird. But every time I get a thing, announcement issued by the players' union, and I click into the comments just to kind of get a take on it, it's like, I don't know, maybe my averages are off, but it's definitely more than 70% of people are just, you know, kind of kicking back to the players' union and letting them know that you're just, why are you making them the scapegoat? You know, So it's pretty interesting to me to see that they're the one, you know, the fans are really seeing it. I think it's because, you know, the national media is becoming harder and harder to really watch, listen, and follow. And then if you try to click on their links, you know, God forbid you get someone from The Athletic. You know, you read a half a paragraph and they want you to contribute to their same. Well, I don't know if that's happening anymore since they got bought out by somebody. But, you know, like there's so many articles you'd want to read, but you can't because they want you to pay for it. I'm not paying for every single damn newspaper that's all owned by one company. Sorry. Not going to do it, guys. Oh, well, because that's the reality of it, is it not? I mean, the Tribune, the LA Times, I forget how many newspapers are under their umbrella, but, you know, if you wanted to get all that info, you'd have to subscribe to each one individually. To hell with that. At least, you know, I can watch HBO and Warner Television stuff on one app. You know, I don't have to go to each different one. I know that's not the greatest comparison, but so it's pretty interesting to me to see that the players are kind of getting the kickbacks and no one's buying it. You know, I kind of felt that way, and I don't want to step on toes, but I thought the owners made the concessions to really just get this thing underway and moving.
Yeah, and, you know, I get that it's not 100% the players' fault. I mean, both sides are greedy, let's face it.
Yeah.
You know, that's how it is in these negotiations. But, you know, the players have left multiple meetings after 15 minutes.
Not negotiating.
How are you going to get it done?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you get up and walk out of a meeting. Okay, great. That doesn't help anything.
Hence why I just think they don't want to go to report training camp that soon.
Yeah, you know, and I know they're supposed to meet every day this week. So we'll see if maybe something can get done. But, you know, like I told Stu, if the season doesn't start on time, I'm done. I'm not even going to watch a game. So,
I think they'll get the season
on
time.
I'll do our leagues, and I'll make our, you know, make my changes and stuff. But I'm not watching any games live. I'm done with that crap. I'm tired of these two sides.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know. Again, I think it's to delay the reporting to spring training. But at the same time, you know, what value aside for the owners does spring training really have? And for the fans to get a little bit more up and close and personal. You know, do they really need a full month to play a scrimmage game? I don't know. And I don't know if that's the issue or not, but remains to be seen. Real quick, couple of headlines, or maybe just one. I just want to get your quick take on it because I also want to talk about the yesterday, which I missed, kind of disappointed. Juwan Howard, labeled as a thug. He's an old man. And I got, you know, one little joke I have to make. He kind of looks like, as he's aged now, he would be what you would think Will Smith's father looked like. I know. Wouldn't you see it? No, I'm serious. If you look at the pictures of Juwan Howard that they've been using, and you kind of just put that together, you'd be like, huh, he's stupid. But, yeah, I could see that. I don't know. I've seen they call him a thug. Like, he's an older man. And you know, I hate to even kind of go this route, but is that more based on race? The black guy, he's got to be a thug because he pushed a guy, a small white guy who was talking crap to him?
Yeah, well, you know, the problem with it was is he, it looks like he, when you look at the video, it looks like he tried to punch him in the face.
Oh, wow.
Or slap
him
in the face.
Too.
So, you know, that's where you get the issue there. But, definitely if he was white, they wouldn't be calling him a thug. They would be using another name for it.
Yeah, or they wouldn't even be calling him a name. They'll just be saying he lost his temper.
No, they would still have a name for it, but it just wouldn't be thug because you associate thugs with, you know, blacks or rappers or however you want to look at it. So
yeah. I mean, I'm unfortunate, and it does kill me at the same time that I watched this guy play in college. Feeling old.
Yeah.
Yeah, provoked or not, I mean, that's not the greatest example to set. But, you know, flip it around. I don't know what the assistant coach said to him because it looked like they were all going through the motions of the game being over, shaking hands. And Juwan looked like he was going to shake his hand and keep going, and that didn't happen. So it is what it is. You were giving me tweets yesterday about the Daytona 500. Bubba was doing great. Had him in my lineup. Had a great lineup. I missed my quarter by 10 cents because – was it Denny Hamlin who wrecked?
Yes.
Was he sitting on the pole or he was high up there? That's why I went after him.
He was high up.
He ruined my
day. They had a big wreck and he was taken out, yeah.
Yeah, he ruined my day. So I forgot to check the Fox Sports app, bet, whatever app, to see if I won any of Clint's money. Yeah, so yesterday was a long-ass day. I missed the race. How did you like it? What did you think?
Well, I won $1.40 on my 20 on my I think my buck 25. I put two bets in a dollar and a quarter, and I won $1.40. So at least I made money. And you know, Bubba did well. We finished second, so he had a good run.
Yeah. So I mean, I'm looking forward to it. You know, I've adopted him as my new guy. Since my guy is now in the booth, you know,
yeah.
It adds because he got the 23, you know, the whole Jordan connection that always adds to it. So, you know, I was kind of excited to see him because last year it seemed like he couldn't really get out of the middle of the pack. So I think it's cool. I do have to ask you, Big Jack, are there any more of these small tracks like they did in L.A.? Please tell me there isn't because I tried watching that and I don't know if the drivers like these tracks, but I watched 20 minutes of it and I absolutely hated it.
Well, you know, they have the small tracks that they always go to, like the Bristols and the Darlingtons.
Mm-hmm.
But it won't be set up like the Coliseum. You know, that was just something new for them to try. And, you know, you get into a major metropolitan city. I did find it funny on Twitter. Somebody posted about how NASCAR was dying before the race and they couldn't get any fans to attend. I guess if dying means you draw 160,000 people to your event, you're okay with dying, aren't you?
They can't draw 160,000 for anything in LA. What would they be dying of?
That was yesterday in Florida. They drew 160,000.
Oh, you mean the sport in general? Sport in general.
Yeah. Yeah, it was funny. The guy posted how they're dying and nobody goes to the races, and then they draw 160,000 yesterday, and it was like, wait, this is the sport dying? I don't know about that. So.
Wow, I don't know. Bristol. It is funny. You got to kick these guys. You got to call these guys out on Twitter. I don't know, Big Jack. It just seems so small. The LA Coliseum just seems so small. Like there wasn't even an opportunity. And I tweeted you. I don't know if you saw it. It just reminded me of watching MLB at a Little League game. It just really does nothing for me. You know, I think if they had the race on the outside of the stadium and they could – go around the stadium, that would have been more fun. So I need to watch.
Well,
I know that.
You know, that's part of the reason that it was a points race and it didn't count for anything.
Oh, okay. I thought they were starting the season with that. I was so thrown off.
No, that was just, you know, I think they just did it. Did they do it for the duel or the pre-something or other. I forgot what it was, but it doesn't factor in the points and it doesn't count for anything. So.
Oh, I just figured they were like, hell, it's Pro Bowl weekend. Why don't we run a race? Because, you know.
Yeah, hey, might as well, you know, right? Give the NASCAR fans something to watch.
Yeah, because Pro Bowl is not really something to watch. Kind of like the All-Star game.
No.
I don't know, Big Jack. I don't know if you saw my tweet last night. I tried watching the All-Star game. You know, the halftime show was long. The 75th anniversary Masters style jackets was just, you know, I wish Allen Iverson was there, you know, because then he wouldn't have won it. But
yeah.
No, I didn't see him. They didn't present him. I mean, he made the All 75 team or whatever.
Well,
I don't know, you know, the All-Star game, it means nothing. They don't play defense. It's really not that fun to watch. you know, like, ooh, LeBron James took two steps and slammed it in. Woohoo. You know, I don't know. To me, it's really not that exciting. Why don't we spice it up? Why isn't there a four-point shot? Why not make the half-quarter shot, you know, a circle for the half-court? If you make it from there, it's 7 points. Why not make an alley-oop 3 or 4 points? You know, like, the All-Star game is really not that fun. You know, I mean, I get it. Kevin Durant can only get hurt so many times, so you don't want him in an All-Star game to begin with because you don't want him to get hurt. But, you know, they're not really doing anything. You know, I mean, it's a little foul here or there. You know, Chris Paul came in to try to do a little layup. He totally punted it. You know, haha, it's good, funny. I don't know. Why don't they actually do something? I mean, the skill stuff makes it fun, but when you come to this game, it's just, it's cool to have all the guys on the court at the same time, but it's just boring.
Yeah, I don't watch it. You know, it's not my thing. I don't even turn it on. I do enjoy the skills challenge, not so much the dunk contest, but the other ones I enjoyed. I watched those on Saturday night, but, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know if you're going to continue on. I got to go get my teeth poked and stressed.
You go ahead and take care of your teeth. I'll wrap up here, and then we'll talk to everybody tomorrow.
All right. SportsTimeRadio.com.
Dan is off to the dentist, so we are going to pack it in for the day. Let me find the music. We'll be back tomorrow at 4:30. It's going to be for the full hour. I hope you have a good day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Take care, everybody.